Hey there, thoughtful listener. Would you like consistent and predictable sales activity with no spam and no ads? I'll teach you step by step how to do this, particularly if you're an agency owner, consultant, coach, or B2B service provider. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create more than $10 million in revenue. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. You can even chat with me live, and I'll see and reply to your messages. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Hugo Gomez. Hugo, you are the founder and legal marketing strategist of Abogados Now, and you are also the founder of Gente Now. And Gente, we have, by the way, the spelling for each of these. If you speak Spanish, you don't need my help. I need yours. But all you'd simply have to do is just click on the show notes and you'll find the direct URL so you can follow along as we have our conversation. Hugo, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Super excited to be here, man.
Yeah. Well, give us an overview of your work and maybe you can help explain, kind of what you do in the marketplace and both Abogados and Gente.
Yeah. So Abogados Now serves Spanish digital marketing for attorneys across the country, namely for attorneys that don't know how to tap into the Hispanic market. Similarly, Gente Now works to provide Hispanic digital marketing to all sorts of other verticals like travel, entertainment, medical, hospitality, et cetera. So just generally speaking, my mission is to connect U.S. businesses to 20% of the market rather than the United States that is Hispanic.
Yeah, and growing.
I'm growing, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Would you mind maybe just giving, for those of us who maybe don't pay attention to the kind of the Hispanic marketing world, maybe just some high-level overviews of where we've been evolving over the past 5-10 years and where this market is going?
Yeah, the census has a ton of data on the Hispanic market being the fastest growing population in the U.S., by just gross population and percentages just across the board. Hispanics are also growing in mass percentages in states that aren't normally associated to having a lot of Hispanics, like the Dakotas, for instance. Arkansas is seeing a renaissance in Cuban Americans, the Carolinas. It's kind of wild, but it's happening across the country. And what we're doing is we're addressing the demographic shift by telling businesses that there are multiple ways to contact the Hispanic market beyond TV, radio, and print. There are countless studies by the Pew Research Center, by Nielsen, by Statista, by so many other media research organizations that say that Hispanics are not just massive in population numbers, but Hispanics over-index on using mobile phones. They over-index on consuming video streaming content. They over-index on trusting social media. So a lot of the preconceptions that the Hispanic market, it wasn't normally associated to being connected to digital media, is all out the window. We're proving it day in, day out with small businesses, with enterprises, that if you really want to grow, you can just tap into the Hispanic market to find almost a shortcut to a new audience.
Yeah, I can imagine. And so do you partner with other marketing agencies? And I think that that's going to be a pretty important conversation on this show. A lot of agency owners kind of tune in, a lot of folks in the B2B space. So that's obviously, when I saw what you do, I'm like, okay, question number one, can we partner?
Yeah, absolutely. We love white label partnerships. We love open partnerships. We have super affiliates. We have great referral and affiliate agreements in place already. It makes up a meaningful portion of our business. And I think it's because we're in such a small but powerful category, right? A lot of businesses, they toy around with this idea of expanding in Spanish-speaking markets. And they know that it's not as simple as just translating a website. There's more work than that. So agencies across the country, they lean on us for either project help, or they want us as an open partner or as a white label partner. It really depends on the structure. whether it's performance-based or project-based or just media buying. We can certainly cover it on digital as sort of like the Spanish extension of your agency. So emphatically, yeah, we're happy to partner with anyone that wants to expand their book of business or, you know, upsell new services in Spanish media.
Yeah. To someone who might be on the outside and go, well, okay, so what do you know or what do you do that might be, you know, might be different other than, so it's ridiculous for me to even say this, but well, cool. All you're doing is just translating all my social media posts and you're just targeting Spanish speaking people.
I wish it were that easy. If it were, yeah. You know, when we talk to a lot of businesses that previously had some experience in Spanish, some kind of Spanish marketing, that's always, generally speaking, that's always what they do. And they say, well, this sucks. It doesn't work. Well, and we tell them, well, this is not a translation exercise. This is a cultural exercise. So for instance, if we were to work with a bank in Ohio versus, let's call it South Florida, that Hispanic marketing would look differently. Why? Because the immigrant makeup in South Florida is very different than that of Ohio, right? And so what makes us different is saying, okay, translations, kind of back, like it's the last thing we think about. What we think about first is, what is the local Hispanic market? How do we localize the marketing and the offer of your business to this, to the unique immigrant makeup of the market? And then we do the photography, videography, we do all the language accounting, we do all the communication modeling around the local immigrant makeup. And so that's what makes us different. We just do more work to get it right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm fascinated. So I'm here in Orlando. You're in Southern California.
Yeah.
How might our Hispanic populations be a little bit different? And how might that affect how you change or adjust messaging?
Yeah. So and I could speak in generalities because we had to work with the average.
Yeah. So naturally.
And so in South Florida, Dominican, Puerto Rican, heavily Cuban, right? And in Southern California, heavily Mexican, right? As a result of immigration trends. So what we find is that not all Latin American countries are created equal. They have different political structures, different economic structures. Their diplomatic relationships with the United States will vary across the board. So that will inherently set the values that a local immigrant population will have based on all those factors, based on how they came into the country, based on whether documented, whether or not they're undocumented, or whether they were formally documented and then overstayed their visa and then became undocumented. There are so many layers that we have to study about the averages, and we craft messages around that. So in Florida, for instance, we know that generally speaking, it's the Hispanic markets tend to lean a little right of center. And we're seeing the trend now in Southern California markets, especially Mexican markets, they're leaning a little more conservative as well. So we take into account, you know, political associations, immigrant makeup, general immigrant story, and then we craft the messages so that it's more compelling to those local audiences. So they're very different in Florida and Southern California just by design of having different densities of Cubans versus Mexicans, for instance. That's like a very extreme example. But yeah, there are a lot of shades in between that.
Mm. And so for Gente Now, what verticals do you do? Obviously, abogados, legal. I'm going to get to that in just a second. For Gente, what are the verticals that you typically work in? And it doesn't look like you're, I don't know, maybe you are huge in politics, which I would imagine there would be a lot of work there, whether you it or not. That's a different thing. But what would be some of your biggest industries or verticals that you work in?
In Gente Now, it would be medical and financial. So medical, it's getting appointments for dental networks, or it's working with medical centers, things of that nature, just trying to get essentially high quality appointments on the calendar so that a business can run efficiently in the medical space. And then in the financial space, you know, like debt consolidation, credit repair, let's call it adverse financial situations. You know, we're getting a little traction in regional banks. But ultimately, I think those are two great verticals, medical and financial. They're getting a lot of steam. And I think there's a lot of pressure, especially for public companies. They need to find different ways to acquire clients. They're up against fintech. They're up against you know, WebMD. So there's all these different ways that companies are under pressure trying to find new markets.
You know, depending on historical country of origin, if it's a, you know, first, second degree generation, you know, immigration to the United States, I know in the, you know, the personal, coming from personal finance background, those cultural backgrounds can really influence finance, like in, you know, fintech and those types of products. Do you mind sharing a little bit of insight on that? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, just generally speaking, if you come into the country and you come from into the United States and you come from a country that has a really favorable immigration policy or visa policy with the United States, you're more likely to have higher income, better opportunities to accelerate your wealth in the United States. And you can see the flip side when it's the opposite, right? And so certainly diplomatic relations, economic relations have an influence on how qualified you can get, how many qualified depositors, for instance, you can get from a certain immigrant community. We don't have enough data just holistically to say what countries are more favored in the personal financial space. But I would say that in a few years, when we amass enough depositors, we'll be able to make some conclusions there. But overall, generally speaking, there's a great conference called the Latitude Conference. It's sort of like the leading executive marketing conference in Hispanic marketing. And they found that the mortgage borrowers are overwhelmingly right now Hispanic across the board. First-time home buyers across the board Hispanic. So we're seeing that the average age of Hispanics is lower, but their purchase power is high. So we're looking at a very long road of buying power just as a result of that lowered average age of Hispanics versus the general population.
Your work with Abogados Now, the website abogadosnow.com, who are you typically working with? Are you working, you're working directly with attorneys?
Yeah, so attorneys generally, especially injury attorneys, employment attorneys, criminal defense attorneys, they're always, you know, having new clients is the lifeblood of the business. So they're always looking for different ways to get new clients, a different competitive edge. The competitive edge that we give to attorneys is that we are finding clients where their competitors don't know how to look. And so, for instance, if you look at, you know, you drive down the highway, you see a bunch of billboard attorneys, more than likely those are accident attorneys. They'll oftentimes call us and say, we don't speak any Spanish, but we have a Spanish speaking staff that could certainly help Hispanic populations. Can you drive more Spanish phone calls to our office? And so we'll create Spanish video ads, Spanish social media ads, Spanish websites in order to give that firm, you know, not another spoke in the marketing wheel. We're giving them another wheel, like in like a Spanish business, essentially, for them to generate more clients in. And so it's more robust on the legal side. That's the vertical in which we have the most expertise and experience in. And it's where we generate the most members in our program.
Yeah, excellent. All right, let's go through the websites and next steps. Gente Now, G-E-N-T-E, now.com. Who should be reaching out? Who should be connecting? We mentioned the partners, which I want to highlight.
Yeah, partner agency partners. If you're looking to, you know, extend services with your current client portfolio with Spanish marketing, please reach out. I'm at hugo@abogadosnow.com. And for anyone in any of the verticals I mentioned earlier, please reach out. If you're looking to even, you know, talk shop about the potential about the Hispanic market in your own business, about the bottom line outcomes, happy to chat about those too. hugo@abogadosnow.com or hugo@gentenow.com.
Excellent. Again, we mentioned Abogados Now. All right. Hugo Gomez, founder, CEO of Each. Thank you so much, Hugo, for joining us.
Awesome, Josh. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. If you're a listener, I'd love to shout out your business to our whole audience for free. You can do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or join our listener Facebook group. Just search for The Thoughtful Entrepreneur in Facebook. I'd love, even if you just stop by to say hi, I'd love to meet you. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful entrepreneurs. Hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes each day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.